The following is a special sports presentation of the Cincinnati Bengals. Last Sunday, the jungle came alive.
Fourth and one. Rodgers has it. Gives to Franklin. He dives.
No,
I don't think he got it. I don't think
balls
he got
out,
it. The ball
out.
Is out.
Balls
the Bengals
out.
Have scooped
balls
it up.
Out.
Terrence Newman running back to the 30,
yeah.
20,
yeah.
10,
yeah.
5, touchdown.
Oh. Great job today defensively getting turnovers. Every time we come in here, we're going to win as a football team. And that's it. It takes all three phases each and every week. All right? Congratulations. That's a great job, man. But you know what?
Back to work.
Because it's all for naught if we don't go to Cleveland and get a win there.
It's the Battle of Ohio, Part 1. We'll draw the battle lines next on Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis.
Hi again, everybody. Greetings from Time Warner Cable Studio B, and welcome to Bengals Weekly with Head Coach Marvin Lewis. I'm Dan Horn. He is Dave Lapham, and this week the Bengals look for their third consecutive win as they head to Cleveland to take on the Cleveland Browns. What a win last week, Coach, and I understand you showed the guys a film clip the night before the game, as you often do, this time Ali versus Frazier, emphasizing the need, keep battling, keep fighting, no matter what happens out there. That one proved pretty prophetic for what happened on Sunday.
Yeah, it ended up kind of being the same storyline. And, that you just got to keep playing, and it's a 60-minute football game, which generally our games are for whatever reason. They come down to the end, and let's make sure we're the one that's making the plays at the end of the football game.
I know four straight turnovers in four possessions has happened before in Bengals franchise history back in 1994. I'm not sure it happened in nine snaps, though. I mean, nine plays. It was almost surreal. I was like, this is like Twilight Zone. This is a nightmare. What were you thinking when that was going on?
Well, you know, you really don't have time to think. You just got to move. And I guess he's in the ball is at this yard line because, you know, he's generally got his back turned, not paying attention. He's coaching up and making correction on defense. So, and then, you know, probably the Twilight Zone moment came when the PAT was blocked. I think that, to me, was, you know, something that you don't see very often, nor have we ever had. I don't think so. All things being said, I thought our guys did a great job of persevering through it. Just continue to work through it. As I often say, don't flinch. Just keep your mind on the target and keep your eyes on the target and just do your job. And if you're doing your job and the other guys around you are doing their job, we'll be successful.
If an opponent is going to gear its defense towards stopping A.J. Green, they're going to be opportunities for other guys, and those other guys really stepped up in the second half.
Yeah, we're going to have to keep seeing that. You know, we say that all the time, and I kind of laugh because the sideline reporter asked me, you know, going in halftime, we had the ball to A.J. Green. I said, yeah, every time we tried to force it in there, we get an interception. So that's the things we have to keep doing is we have to have other guys. They have to win. If they're doubling A.J., we got to win versus the coverage opposite him or so forth. Obviously, if we can put things together to help us shake him free. But, we got to be consistent away from A.J. as well.
They lost Clay Matthews for the second half with a hamstring issue. And he is a dominant pass rusher, but he is it seemed like. You know, and the lesson is, look at all the guys that stepped up for you in terms of pass rush. You know, both your bookends, Geno pressuring. And without him, Dom Capers had to go more with his pressure packages, and the whole field opened up for Andy. I mean, no more doubles on A.J. There were enough people, and guys started really winning the one-on-one battles even more. Having multiple guys that can pressure a quarterback is huge, isn't it?
Well, having people that can win one-on-one is the same, you know, same thing we're talking about with these guys on offense with your skill guys. And you have to win the one-on-one matchups. I mean, that's part of being successful in the National Football League. And, and on Sunday, our good players came through for us when we needed that.
35-year-old Terrence Newman not only scored the game-winning touchdown, he was in there for 81 snaps on defense, 12 on special teams. Can you talk about what he means to your team on the field and in the locker room?
Well, he's just a great, what's the word, almost like a balance. You know, he's the rudder. He balances everything out and keeps everything going. He plays at a very high level. His preparation for the week is inspires, I think, others to do better. And that's the key to being a great pro. The way he handles himself, carries himself, takes care of himself, he's a great role model.
In today's National Football League, the pass-happy National Football League, 17 straight games not allowing a 300-yard passer. And guys like Aaron Rodgers, guys like Peyton Manning, guys like Ben Roethlisberger, Joe Flacco. I mean, the list goes on and on. That's a pretty impressive accomplishment. I mean, the entire defense, like you always say, it takes 11 to stop the run, it takes 11 to stop the pass too, doesn't it?
It does. It takes all 11 guys working together. And you're not going to get great rush without good coverage, and you're not going to have good coverage without great rush. So you go hand in hand. And if you don't do a great job in the running game, then it doesn't matter whether or not they gain 300, you know, throwing it. Because if they run for, you know, up and down the field, then you're not going to get opportunity.
Let's turn to Cleveland. Some folks accuse them of throwing in the towel when they traded Trent Richardson. Sure enough, in their first game after that, they go to Minnesota. They win, fake field goal, fake punt. They pulled out all the stops, and they came up with a great win.
Well, I mean, you know, when you execute those plays, it's not like we just roll it out there like they think, well, maybe this will work, maybe it won't. They've seen something that enables them to put the play on. And so, you know, it takes being sound all the time in every area. It's no different than offense and defense. You got to be sound. This is a well-put-together football team. It's probably the best group up front, rushing the passer, that we've seen. They've got great skill guys on offense. Their offensive line is much improved. And they put in a new quarterback and Hoying, and he played his tail off.
They held Adrian Peterson last week to 3.5 yards a carry in week one against the Dolphins, 20 yards on 23 carries. Is this one of the best run defenses in the NFL?
Well, they've done a good job of staying stout and staying on their feet. And we got to do a good job of cutting the defense. And that'll be key to the football game for us to run the football effectively.
Battle of Ohio is always tough. Coach, best of luck.
Thank you.
Hey, Bengals fans. It's McDonald's Pounder Play of the Game, brought to you by the new Quarter Pounder Burgers.
Michael Johnson and Wallace Gilberry put a tag team on the Packers quarterback.
Rodgers back to throw. Scrambling,
yeah,
in trouble.
Yeah.
Sacked.
Yeah. Man, I'll tell you, they met at the quarterback. Michael Johnson, Wallace Gilberry, both with inside full rushes. I'll tell you what, nobody in the Green Bay Packers blocked anybody up front.
So tackle your toughest appetite and pound one today.
Is it crazy to love football? That the only dance you know is a touchdown dance? To set up your daughter's troop in a shotgun formation? To have a lucky beard? Is that crazy? Nope. That's why we give you Time Warner Cable Sports Pass with NFL Red Zone, so you can catch every touchdown from every game every Sunday afternoon. Because missing that would be crazy.
Get TWC Sports Pass with NFL Red Zone today for less than $9. Time Warner Cable. Enjoy better.
Something exciting is happening this season at Paul Brown Stadium.
Let's go, D, let's go!
The fire for A.J. Green, it's a touchdown! Right there, he's in the line, he's off to the races,
in the end zone,
touchdown! Geno Atkins, put him in a bear hug. To the 30, the 25, has one man to miss the 10.
And you need to be a part of it.
Let's go! It's our time.
Cincinnati Bengals tickets are on sale now. Call 866-621-8383 or go to Bengals.com.
I didn't make it into the Pro Football Hall of Fame by letting drugs and alcohol affect my ability to play. I brought my A game every time. And that's what you should do when sharing the road. That means never getting behind the wheel under the influence and wearing your seatbelt, because it's always the best defense against a drunk driver. So whether you're driving around town or to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, never let impaired driving take you out of the game.
Well, hey there. We're here in the neighborhood, and we're just talking Gold Star Chili.
I love the four ways in the chili.
I like that.
I like the little milkshake.
I like that.
Burrito, double-decker.
Yeah, I kind of like that, too.
So what's not to like? Gold Star double-deckers, conies, ways, burritos, and shakes. Come for dinner. Stay for dessert.
We'll just get a big plate of fries with chili on top and have that.
I think I want one of those right now.
Gold Star Chili.
The flavor of Cincinnati.
Together we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. Memories guaranteed. with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis, presented by Time Warner Cable, is brought to you in part by Fifth Third Bank, the official bank of the Cincinnati Bengals, McDonald's, I'm loving it, and by Time Warner Cable, proud to present Bengals Weekly.
Time for this week's AFC North Rundown, brought to you by Time Warner Cable. The Bengals and Ravens tied for first at 2-1. The Browns are 1-2, and I know it's heartbreaking, but Pittsburgh is 0-3. Let's take a look at this week's matchups. We'll start with Baltimore at Buffalo.
And watching the Baltimore Ravens last week take apart the Texans, Dan, looked like they got their groove on again. I mean, returning, you know, touchdowns and special teams. Offense hanging 30 on them, well, 23 without that unscripted score. Defense holding a team like Houston to 9 points. I think they're starting to play pretty well. I see them winning that game against the Buffalo Bills.
Big Ben and the Steelers lug their 0-3 record to London, where they face another winless team, Minnesota.
Yeah, and who would have thought that, really? I don't think many prognosticators thought that these teams would both be 0-3. And in London sure didn't. That's a kind of a stanky matchup over there. But they'll be thrilled, of course, to see Big Ben and Adrian Peterson, two of the stars in the NFL. But it's going to be interesting to see if the Pittsburgh Steelers can stop Adrian Peterson in that running game. That's what the whole football game is. I mean, if they can't stop Adrian Peterson, they may be 0-4.
Time Warner Cable is proud to present Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis each week. Now let's take a look at the Cincinnati Children's Bengals Kids Club Member of the Week. Caleb is 7 years old. His favorite player is Andy Dalton. His favorite food is barbecue ribs. Make sure your child is a part of the Cincinnati Children's Bengals Kids Club, presented by Walgreens and IHOP, by visiting BengalsKidsClub.com.
Everything's new in the Bengals Pro Shop at Paul Brown Stadium. Check out the Nike Shop, the Bengals on-field apparel supplier. Find Nike player jerseys, men's and women's t-shirts, polos, and more. Want a casual look? You'll love the new 47-brand Bengals apparel. For golfers, it's the new Cutter and Buck Golf Collection. The Pro Shop has a large selection of new era caps. Everything you need is in the Bengals Pro Shop at Paul Brown Stadium, open 7 days a week, or shop online at Bengals.com.
I'm Lexi Danler, and I went to Cincinnati Children's for rehab on my knees to get back to playing college volleyball. When I had my third surgery, they weren't in the best shape. Whenever I would play, whenever I'd run, they would always hurt. I was just afraid of hurting my knees again. Because I came to Cincinnati Children's Sports Center, I was able to keep my scholarship and play college volleyball. I was named to the Big Ten freshman team and was 4-time Big Ten freshman of the week. Cincinnati Children's changed my outcome by helping me play college volleyball pain-free.
Hey, you get your tickets at Prime Sport?
Yep, Prime Sport can get you tickets for anything.
Even if it's sold out.
Even if you want a VIP experience.
Even if you want to hang with celebrities.
Prime Sport is the best.
The best.
Make your next Bengals game a Prime Sport experience with official home and away game ticket packages so you can cheer on the team wherever they play. Prime Sport, the official fan travel partner of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Bengals fans are a special breed of animal, and nothing gets them in the game like Bengals checking from Fifth Third Bank. Literally, open a new checking account and get 2 free tickets to a Bengals home game. Then, there's exclusive event access, discounts at the Bengals Pro Shop, the chance to win a flyaway weekend, and more. Just go to 53.com/Bengals to get in the game, or stop by your nearest banking center. Fifth Third Bank, official bank of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Looking for Bengals action during the week? Then join us Mondays at the Holy Grail for Bengals Line, presented by Bud Light. Dave Lapham and Lance McAllister will be live on 700 WLW from 6 to 9 p.m. With player appearances, prize giveaways, and knowledgeable hosts, Bengals Line, presented by Bud Light, live at the Holy Grail, is the place to be on Monday nights.
Great to be joined by defensive coordinator Mike Zimmer as the Bengals get set to take on the Cleveland Browns this week. Last week, you've had some games that were better statistically than the one against Green Bay, but to have Aaron Rodgers and that offense have so many short fields to keep them out of the end zone in those situations and win the game, it had to be one of your prouder moments.
Yeah, I was really proud of the way that we battled all day, the way we competed.
you know, the way that we challenged the receivers, the way that we rushed the passer, and also the way we limited yards after catch.
Had a lot of guys, Coach, who sucked it up for you, you know, played a lot of snaps, none more than Terrence Newman, and making plays like he did. You guys have had a great relationship for a long time. Talk about that coach-player relationship with you two guys.
Well, Terrence is a great person. He's a great competitor. Obviously, I've known him since he came into the league. I remember one of the first questions I ever asked him when he was at the combine is if he'll tackle anybody. And you know, but he's a great guy. He's smart. He's tough. He's great with the younger players. You know, he's one of my favorite guys that I've ever coached, probably.
Strong statement there. Let's talk a little bit about Ray Maaluga. Aside from his personal foul at the end of the Chicago game, he's been very solid the first 3 weeks. Does that back up the decision to bring him back this past offseason?
No, I don't think so. Because we know what kind of person Ray is and what kind of football player he wants to be and how important that is. He's played well all year this year. He's worked on a lot of things that he needs to work on. He has to work on some things. But all in all, he's doing a great job. And you know, he's playing more plays probably than we anticipated a little bit earlier in the year. But he's doing a heck of a job.
Players and coaches, you know, recognition. It's not really why you're doing what you do. You know, you love doing what you do, but what took place between you and Aaron Rodgers is kind of cool. You know, I mean, it's like two great people at what they do, two tremendous competitors, and kind of during the heat of the battle acknowledge each other. Take us through that story a little bit. That had to be pretty cool.
Yeah, well, I didn't even know if he knew who I was, but we were sitting there and there was a timeout and I had my sheet down and I'm looking at my sheet and he's looking over at me the whole time and so I kind of just nodded my head at him like that, and he nodded back, and then I gave him a thumbs up, and he gave me a little salute.
That's great.
So it was pretty good, and you know it was obviously a great challenge for our players. It was a great challenge for me. You know, Mike McCarthy, I think, does a fantastic job in what they do offensively there, and anytime that you get to go against some great players, it's a good challenge. It's not fun all the time, but
right.
It's a good challenge.
Right.
How about the job Leon Hall did last week, not only in covering Randall Cobb, but coming up with a huge interception?
Yeah, Leon is a fantastic player. He's a professional guy all the way. He does everything he has to do to help the team win. He never misses a rep. He's smart, tough. You know, he did a great job this week in the slot, and you know, we played things a little bit differently that we had to adjust, and I know he was a little bit worried about it during the week, and I told him, I said, don't worry about it. If we have to change, we'll go back to how we were doing it. And you know, but he's conscientious like that, and he's going to try to get the job done every week. I walk in, I say, hey, you got 18 this week? He said, I got him. You know,
that's great. You know, 23 snaps in that fourth quarter, basically almost consecutively, basically you're on the field. The fumble recovery touchdown, it's great news, and they get no points off of a sustained drive. Then you got to do it again,
right?
And you know you knock the pass down, Michael Johnson does, and they get no points on 23 snaps. That's almost unfathomable with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, they had a lot of snaps this week, and it's probably the most we've played in quite a long time. But we did a good job on third downs too. You know, usually if you're not doing well on third, they're getting more plays, but. Yeah, we sucked it up well. You know, at the end of the game, the game was really on our shoulders at the end in that last drive. And, you know, there's nothing more unnerving than it coming down to fourth and five, and he's got the ball on a 20-yard line or whatever it was, and you have to make a play to win the game or lose the game.
Let's spend a moment on the Cleveland Browns. They plugged Brian Hoyer in at quarterback last week, who had been their third stringer. 54 passes in the game, 300-plus yards, 3 touchdowns. What'd you see on tape?
Well, you know, he's very accurate with the football. He makes good decisions. If things aren't there, he throws the ball away. He made some terrific throws inside the numbers. And he's got, you know, he got the receiver Gordon back last week, which I think helped him. He had 100 and some yards receiving. And now they've got McGahee back. So, and their offensive line is very good. You know, they've got two Pro Bowlers in there. And I really like this tight end, Cameron, that's playing for him. He's doing a nice job. So we'll definitely have our hands full, and we're going to have another challenge this week, just like we do every single week.
Zim, thanks for the time. Best of luck this week.
I appreciate it. Thank
you. Good luck, Coach.
Great Clips has free Bengals tickets with sideline access for two. Look for details for this season at Great Clips locations. Remember, with Great Clips, it's going to be great.
Time to answer your questions in the Bengals Q&A brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. We start with Rob. Here's the question, Lap. What needs to be done in order for the offense to match the defense?
Stop giving the ball away. Put it on the ground 7 times. Most in the National Football League. More fumbles than anybody. Lost 4 of them. You know, if you take care of the football, you're going to be fine because you're going on long, long drives. Against Chicago, 80, 91, 97-yard touchdown drives. Pittsburgh, 87 and 78-yard touchdown drives. Last week against the Packers, 80 and 95-yarders. 7 drives, 78 yards or more. Hold on to the ball would have been 10 drives, 80 yards or more. They're capable. Just stop making mistakes.
Question number 2 is courtesy of Scott. What has the staff done to instill a don't-quit attitude that was so evident in the players against the Packers?
I think it's been Marvin's message for quite a while now. His whole thing is, keep your head down and keep grinding. You know, just take it one play at a time. Finish every play. If you finish every play, all of a sudden every drive goes well, every quarter goes well, every half goes well, and you're successful winning football games. And I think that a coach has to like when his message is basically reinforced by what happened last week against the Green Bay Packers.
We thank Rob and Scott for the questions. If you have one for us, you can send it in on the Bengals Facebook page.
Tell the world you're a fan with Fifth Third Bengals Checking. You get a Bengals-themed debit card and checks and a 10% discount at the Bengals Pro Shop. Fifth Third Bank, the official bank of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Time to take a quick time out, but first, this week's Bengals trivia question. And since it's the Battle of Ohio this week, we're going to go back to the very beginning, 1970. One of Paul Brown's most memorable wins as a coach anywhere, Cincinnati or Cleveland, was his first victory over the Browns and the owner that fired him, Art Modell.
And a simple question, who rushed for over 100 yards in that first Bengals victory over said Cleveland Browns?
We'll have the answer when Bengals Weekly continues.
Something exciting is happening this season at Paul Brown Stadium.
Let's go, D, let's go!
The fire for A.J. Green, it's a touchdown! Right there, in the line, he's off to the races, in the end zone, touchdown! Geno Atkins put him in a bear hug. The 25 has one man to miss the 10.
And you need to be a part of it.
Let go. Let go. It's our time.
Cincinnati Bengals tickets are on sale now. Call 866-621-8383 or go to Bengals.com.
Never be far from the game. Download NFL Mobile and watch live NFL games exclusively from Verizon every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night. Never be without football. That's powerful. Verizon.
Miss the Choices event going on now through the end of the month at Furniture Fair. With a purchase of $19.99 or more, you can choose a free gift, a 32-inch HD TV, an Xbox 360, or a Samsung Galaxy Tab 3. Or choose up to no interest if paid in full in 24 months with no down payment. It's simple, quick, and easy. Make your purchase and choose your gift. It's the Choices event going on now through September 30th at Furniture Fair, where you always get the guaranteed low price or it's free.
To all you burger aficionados, show your love. Because McDonald's just topped perfection with the all-new Quarter Pounder Burgers. 3 delectable new choices that let you flaunt your burger bravado. With toppings like new thick-cut applewood smoked bacon, cool and spicy habanero ranch sauce, and fresh veggies. New Quarter Pounder Burgers. Another new way to love McDonald's.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Attention Bengals fans, for information on single game tickets and ticket packs, Call the Bengals Ticket Hotline at 866-621-8383 or visit Bengals.com. And don't forget to check out the new Taco Bell Family Zone. It's the place every family wants to be. Taco Bell. Live Moss.
Welcome back to Bengals Weekly. Time to answer this week's Bengals trivia question. Who rushed for more than 100 yards in the Bengals' first ever win over the Cleveland Browns?
This is a good find here, Dan. Good research by my man. Quarterback Virgil Carter, the only quarterback in Bengals history to rush for over 100 yards in a single game.
9 carries, 110 yards in that 1970 victory over the Browns, including a 73-yard scamper.
I'll tell you, boy, the Red Sea was parting for him in those pass rush lanes that day.
Who is the best player in NFL history and why?
I don't know. There's too many options. I don't know if I can pick one. Obviously, you know, there's a lot of good players, but, you know, Walter Payton, Jim Brown, you know, Gale Sayers, guys like that, you know, Dick Butkus. So there's too many to pick.
Maybe Barry Sanders. He was definitely ahead of his time, and he left on his own will.
Joe Montana. Yeah.
Four rings.
You can't beat that.
I think it's hard not to say Peyton Manning just to see what he brought to a new team and, you know, kind of the way that he runs the whole team, it seems like.
I'd say Peyton's up there with one of the best, just for getting up in age that he is and still setting records that he's doing. I think that he's going to go down as one of the best that's ever played.
Marcus Allen, in my mind, in my opinion, anyone who can sit on the bench for 5 seasons and still end up in the Hall of Fame, that says a lot.
Last but not least, each week on the show, it's Lapp's Keys to the Game.
And Dan, I think the first key is a big one, being patient. And I'm talking about patience with the running game, because when beating the Cleveland Browns up in Cleveland, have gotten the running game going. And the way Ray Horton plays defense, very, very aggressive posture. You know, and he's going to come after the passer, so you have to anchor those guys. Don't let Ray Horton get you in a lot of second and third and longs where he can come with his pressure packages and all of a sudden, you know, you're basically reacting to him instead of forcing the issue. Get that running game going. Get it going big time. Third down is obvious in this one. The Cincinnati Bengals offensively are 6th in the NFL converting on third down. They're tied for 8th defensively, stopping third down. The Browns, dead last offensively, 2nd to last defensively. They have not been able to do well on third down whatsoever. The Bengals are doing a fine job in that area. That's going to be good. Continue drives offensively. Get off the field defensively. The final is mindset, Dan. You know, Monday night, emotional game over a division rival at home. Get it done. Green Bay Packers. The emotions of that roller coaster? Wow. Ooh. Trap game? Can't be. It's a division opponent on the road. You have to have the proper mindset. You've lost 2 out of the last 3 times you've traveled to Cleveland for that road game. You know it. It's going to be a dogfight in the dog pound. Get her done.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's show. For Lapp and Coach Lewis, I'm Dan Horde. We'll see you next week after the pigskin flies in Cleveland.
Bengals Weekly with Marvin Lewis, presented by Time Warner Cable, was brought to you in part by Furniture Fair. For style and flair, visit Furniture Fair. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And by Time Warner Cable, proud to present Bengals Weekly.